Great. So it's great to be here with you all this evening to celebrate the baptisms of Alex, Hannah, Amanda, and Liam. So these services are often a cause of great excitement. Maybe that word should be great emotion, and particularly for me right now. There's all the forward planning, many conversations about dates to make sure that each and every person can be here. There are conversations. If you did your baptism classes with me, there's even quizzes just to check that, you know, you are ready for baptism. I'm joking. That's a joke. But also, most importantly, there's a great sense of the work that God has been doing in each of these people's lives that you've heard of this evening, that you've seen people talk about their experiences, the way God has really moved in their lives. And rightly so, there should be excitement this evening. This should be a place of great celebration. This should be a great place of worship and thankfulness for what God has done for each of these people. But what is this excitement about? Why am I emotional? Very good question. Why is there so much excitement in the room tonight? Well, we're just going to watch a short video that will hopefully explain that a little bit more, just to add some more excitement into the room. So that should just be coming up now. Some of you may have seen this. But, you know, I show it every time I preach at baptisms, but it's funny, so we'll go with it, you know?
As his Lord, and he will demonstrate his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by willingly being baptized this morning. He's been waiting on this day a long time. And so, Jordan, upon the profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son.
Okay.
Go, George.
So if the four people getting baptized tonight could not do that, like, we have a plan, we've run through it with you, you know, we will get to the baptism bit, but just bear with me. Because for many of us will know that this is a time of celebration and excitement. And even when I met with the people who are getting baptized this evening, I remember telling anyone who was nervous or anxious, which was pretty much all of them, that all they had to remember was that everyone here tonight was here to support them and be part of this celebration. There was no trick questions, and there was no test to get through or exam to pass. But what is this idea of celebration? Well, Paul, one of the leaders of the early church, in his book Romans, says this, and it should appear on the screen as well. But Romans 6, verses 3 to 4 says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." So, first point here, it's important to point out that I am not saying that the act of baptism saves us or makes us a Christian. But it's through baptism that we see a public act that each of the people you've heard from this evening declare their faith and their love for Jesus. However, what we see in this passage, and what this passage talks about, is that there is a sense of death. There is a sense of being risen from death. But fundamentally, there is a sense of death going on here, which may sound a bit strange when we're talking about new life and baptism. Well, I can assure you that our plan this evening is not to kill anyone. It's for there to be no death, because really it would be a little bit messy. However, as each person steps into the pool and goes under the water and reemerges, they are symbolizing the death and resurrection of Jesus. And this is because as Christians, we believe that when Jesus went to the cross, he went not for himself, but for each and every person here, for us, for human kind. He did a work that we could not possibly do ourselves. And as we sang earlier, he took our place and he bore our cross for the sins and the wrong things that we've done. Yesterday at our Easter family celebration, Rab gave us a great demonstration of why we needed Jesus to go to the cross for us. He talked about all the bad stuff, the sin that's in the world, how this had made our relationship with God near impossible, but that it was Jesus who lived a sin-free life, who gave it up for us so that he could take our place, so that we could die to sin, that we could die from the hold that it has on us. Now, I'm not saying again that each person here who gets baptized will become perfect and that they will never do anything wrong again. Really sorry for the parents in the room. But the power of baptism, the power of the love of Jesus that these people have talked to you about this evening is one that frees us from the death of sin. Next weekend, we'll be remembering as well as celebrating that Jesus died on the cross, because we know that 3 days later, he rose again. His rising again means that each of us can freely choose to believe in him, to have a relationship with him, and to have a relationship that is life-changing. And that is a life change that you've heard of this evening, for that moment, for the different things where you've seen God work. But it's this life change that signals a relationship with Jesus. Some of these life changes you've heard in the testimonies this evening were really obvious moments, were moments where God stepped in and spoke, or God stepped in and changed something. But for other people, it's a transition. It's a moving into a new life and a new way of thinking. For some, it's not a specific moment. But is this change, the change that we talk about that brings a new life that we may live in, not because of anything that we have done or the people getting baptized have done this evening, but because it is freely given to us when we accept that invitation. So as Rab and Joe enter the tank this evening, it's important to say that as Alex, Hannah, Amanda, and Liam come forward and enter this tank behind me, this evening they show that they are done with their earthly sinful way of living and that they want to be able to live in a new life that Jesus, by being raised from the grave by God, our Heavenly Father, has granted the opportunity for each of us. And as they will be taken down under the water, which is a representation of death, and then very quickly afterwards, I assure you, they will rise again and shout, "Jesus is Lord." At this point, they are declaring this new life that Jesus has granted them. And as they do this one by one, not only will there be celebrating here in the church, but there will be a celebration in heaven as more and more people publicly demonstrate returning to a right relationship with God. Now, if this relationship is something that you haven't experienced before, and it's something that you would like to find more out about, why not ask the person that you came with here this evening their story? What is it that has brought them here? Why do they have this relationship? Or maybe that's the person next to you. But as Joe said at the beginning, if you have any questions at all about what's happening here this evening, don't leave the building without having them answered. Tonight we're here to celebrate. Tonight we're here to hear of the amazing work that God has done in these people's lives. And we will continue to celebrate that here in this church and in this city. So let's just pray together just now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the stories that have been told. We thank you for the celebration that is taking place here this evening. We thank you that we can freely come, accept that invitation, and celebrate with you what your Son did on a cross for each of us, Father. We pray that we would understand that we would wrestle with those questions, that we would really understand what that means for each of us. And that as we see Hannah and Liam and Alex and Amanda rise out of that water this evening, we would know that they are declaring their love for you, a relationship with you, and that they are demonstrating that they want the rest of their life to be guided and directed by you. In your name, amen.